number 9 is from JAS, an information report regarding the comparison of negotiated and competitive bond sale methods. This is informational, unless otherwise directed.
Good, Ms. Bryant.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, staff from DAS, County Board, Audit, and then the Financial Advisor and Bond Council for the county took a look at a comparison as directed of competitive bond sale methods and negotiated bond sale methods, and I'll be brief. The competitive bond sale method, for the most part, what you're doing in that scenario is you're advertising for a bond sale, you're preparing a bond prospectus to provide information to interested underwriters, and then they submit a bid on whatever the designated day is for the sale, and the bid process is a blind process. So no one underwriter can see another underwriter's bid, and that process tends to lend itself to the most objective in terms of getting a low interest rate, which is what the county has dictated in its competitive sales. Negotiated sale is when you issue an RFP for an underwriter to come on board and work with you in terms of the parameters of the bond sale to the interest of the county, in this case as the issuer, but then also doing the same thing, the underwriter's doing the same thing for its clients. Per state statute, bond sales have to be sold competitively, with the exception of revenue bond sales. They can be both. Refundings can be both. And state statute is really silent on promissory notes, but because it's silent in terms of implementation, you either use a competitive or negotiated sale. The county typically does, at per state statute, competitive method for its corporate purpose issues, and your corporate purpose issues are pretty much financing your capital improvement projects. For revenue bond sales, which for the county for the most part is airport revenue bond sales, because of the complexity of revenue bond sales and what underwriters in the market demand in terms of understanding that revenue source and any like lease agreements and things like that, you tend to bring an underwriter on board at that time. So the revenue bond sales are typically negotiated sales for the county, but also for the industry as well. Another instance, actually, where the county issued or utilized the negotiated sale method was with the pension obligation bond sale. And the reason for that was that you had a more complicated structure. The size was large for the county at $400 million, and you also had a volatile market. And when we took a look at reasons for negotiated sale, those were reasons for negotiated sale, as well as if you're an issuer that has poor credit quality, if you're new to the bond market, so things along those lines, you tend to utilize a negotiated sale method. So in a nutshell, that's pretty much what we found in doing the research.
Supervisor Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we receive and place on file this study of bond sale methods in item number 9.
Okay.
So that the rest of the county board members would have the opportunity to be educated on bond sales.
Okay. Any further questions? Ms. Bryant, I think you know what I'm going to say.
No, I don't, but okay.
really, all I see is a high definition of negotiating competitive bonds. I don't see any in-depth study on why we pick one over the other. And the city does a hybrid of both negotiating competitive as well as the state. The synopsis that we received doesn't allude to that or even give consideration on why the city or the state uses either option. That's what I was looking for. What was presented before us is something that you can find out of any college textbook. So I was hoping that we could have something a little bit more in-depth on how the city does it, how the state does it, and how we could be a little bit more, I guess, in line with what both of those communities do. We have options, and I think we should take advantage of them. Supervisor DeBruin.
Well, given your statements, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to lay the item over with a follow-up report back that might give Ms. Bryant a little more time to do that type of analysis. and go from there.
Thank you. Is there any need for the vote on that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay, based on the legal and follow-up report.
And will that be?
How much time do you need, Ms. Bryant?
If those parameters are added, I can come back for the July cycle or something.
Okay, July cycle.
Mm-hmm. So if you change the motion to follow-up report in July.
Okay. All right. Madam Clerk?
On the motion for the layover and the follow-up report for July, Supervisors DeBruin?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
And Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Motion to approve the layover. 5-0.